To bring you the Everything But Corona show. You are just listening to Blueberry Faygo by Lil Mosey. And we're preparing in front of our studio audience, you know, just to bring you this show. To get your mind off the coronavirus and talk about maybe some goofy things and things like that. So now we're going to kick off our show after the local news and weather. See you then.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grand. The Columbia paper is reporting Taconic Hills High School senior Amelia Canetto has been named one of the 10 Scholastic Award recipients for 2020 by the Capital District Sports Woman of the Year. Canetto competes in field hockey as well as track and field. She will be recognized at the first ever Capital District Sports Women of the Year Awards Gala, currently scheduled to take place May 12th. The organization honors the top female student athletes from high schools and colleges in the Capital District. The student athletes are recognized for their achievement in academics, athletics, and community service. Canetto is a scholar athlete, a member of the National Honor Society, and has been part of the University at Albany Science Research Program for 3 years. On the track, she set new local records in the 100-meter, 200-meter, 400-meter, as well as in the 4x400 and 4x800 relays. She was the team's most valuable player for 2 years and competed at the state championship level and in the National Junior Olympics. Canetto is also a volunteer at the Rojan Library and at the Rojan Food Pantry. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Times Union is reporting Albany Med is one of the first hospitals in the country to receive approval from the Food and Drug Administration to use an experimental treatment for patients critically ill with COVID-19. The treatment, known as convalescent plasma therapy, was used during the 1918 flu pandemic. It uses the plasma from a survivor of an infectious disease to treat others. The therapy utilizes the antibodies developed in those who have survived, and it can be useful as a treatment to those still sickened by the virus. Albany Med has already had a patient try the treatment using plasma collected from an Albany Med employee who has fully recovered from the novel coronavirus. The medical facility is now seeking additional plasma donors for further research. To be eligible, a donor must be fully recovered from COVID-19 and symptom-free for at least 14 days. Candidates will be retested to ensure the virus is no longer in their system. The donations will be collected by the American Red Cross like a standard blood donation. To determine donor eligibility, Those recovered from COVID-19 can call 518-262-9340 beginning at 9 a.m. on Friday, April 10th. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Kayla Harris reports in the Times Union that while about 1 in 10 Americans are now out of a job, anyone unemployed in New York has been hearing a lot of hold music, as many have not been able to get through to the state's Department of Labor. The secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, claimed during an April 9th press conference that New York will unveil a new unemployment application April 10th with fewer questions, and anyone who leaves any fields blank will now get a call back from a state employee within 72 hours. DeRosa said, and I quote, "They're going to be reaching out directly to the people so that people don't have to go through this infuriating process of calling and getting busy signals and thereby collapsing the system," end quote. The Department of Labor has received about 810,000 unemployment claims since March 9th, and about 600,000 have been successfully processed. But many more people have not gotten past the hold music. Google Cloud, Deloitte, and Verizon are now helping the state with its 16,000% increase in phone calls and 1,600% increase in web traffic compared to a usual week. On April 8th, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced an additional $600 in weekly unemployment benefits that would extend by another 13 weeks to a total of 39 weeks. On April 9th, he promised that unemployment benefits will be retroactive to the date a person lost their job. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather. For those of you whose days are blurring together, it's Friday, day 19 of New York State on pause. As I found out this morning, when they recommend you wear gloves and a mask to go shopping, they still require you to wear the rest of your clothes as well. So much for casual Friday. Okay, getting serious. Just a reminder, folks, if it's been at least a week since you started your car, it's time to do so. And make sure it runs for at least 20 minutes. Idling it for just 5 minutes does more damage than leaving it alone. Okay, interesting morning for some more than others. Here in New York, light scattered snow covers the state. Not much of accumulation except in elevated areas. Disappearing after 8 a.m. with light scattered rain remaining. Temperatures start out at 37 degrees and climb to 46 by 2 p.m. All day long, wind will be gusty. Make sure lawn items are secure. Tomorrow is similar. Windy midday, temperatures climb from the 30s to the 50s by 3 p.m. Sunday looks nice to get back outside. High in the low 60s, no major wind, and no rain until dark. Then, more rain coming on Monday. Pollen levels will be elevated for the foreseeable future, with the wind blowing it around. Next high tides will occur at 5:40 p.m. and tomorrow at 6:04 a.m. The next low tides will be at 11:57 p.m. and tomorrow at 12:10 a.m. Water temperature will be 50 degrees today. Sunset today will be at 7:11 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:21 a.m. Looking way up, we see that astronomers have detected winds on the surface of a brown dwarf reaching 1,450 miles per hour. Speeds on these half-planet, half-stars far outshine the max speed ever detected here on Earth, which happens to be 318 miles per hour, thanks to a 1999 Oklahoma tornado. Solar wind speed is currently 333 kilometers per second at 4 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. There have been 5 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wave Farm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
It's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious.
Welcome so back come to here, the Clubhouse Radio.
We don't make fun of, we don't
where
bully,
we're going
don't
to talk
on the
about
back, a nobody hoodie,
everything
except everybody
but the coronavirus.
Just fast,
I am
in, we make a pack.
DJ Popcorn,
DJ AJ,
and our special guests. Come on in, guys.
Because it's the clubhouse. It's the fun
hey,
house.
Hey.
It's the best
DJ
house.
DJ Kansu.
So, we follow the rules, I just wanted to, like, mention to you guys that this is the first time that we're doing, like, a three-way call-in. Usually it's just me, DJ Kansu, and DJ Phoebes. But today, I have DJ AJ in here, right? So that's one person. And then I have three people over there. So now we're a whole group
house,
and you get to hear more voices
house,
and opinions.
It's the best house, bit
so,
of a mess,
yeah, I just think that that's great.
In this house, make nobody feel inferior because anyone
so,
can have a great interior. Yo, we special.
I just want to
cool,
start off
so come on
the
down
segment
be a part
with this question.
Clubhouse crew.
Do you guys like cats?
I'm out.
Can you hear us all right?
So I just to kind of circle back, right? I think we just caught some of that because there was probably music playing under.
Yeah.
We've got DJ Shy. We've got, what are you going by?
Shaw Money.
All right. Yeah, yeah. DJ Shaw Money's over here.
DJ
Kansu. And then
DJ Phoebes, what's up, y'all?
There we go. All right. So do we like cats?
Yes. Do you guys like cats? I mean, cause I like cats. Like, certain cats are
what
just
kind
different.
Of cats?
Like, there's like hairless cats, regular cats, you know, Persian cats.
There's some intensive cats.
Yeah. I don't have a certain cat. Cats are okay. I'm more of a dog person.
Yeah, I like dogs. Let's talk about
that,
doggies.
Anyone had any like run-ins with cats lately they want to process?
Oh, yeah, I seen a cat in an alleyway. It was scary.
Yeah. Just one? Yeah.
There's always like a stray cat around my house, like walking around my neighborhood.
What's scarier, catching COVID-19 or catching like a really mad cat in the alley?
Really mad cat.
A really mad cat now. He's just chill. Like, people feed him all the time. Like,
right.
So not feral, right? Because I feel like there's a difference between stray cats and ones that have gone completely feral at that point.
Bubba's feral.
I am not.
Yo, that's rude, I feel like.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so another experience with cats we were talking about. Shamani, you are not a big fan of the Cats musical that came out?
It's scary, you know?
No, I seen the trailer and it gave me nightmares.
Oh my god, same.
Just the trailer.
It just doesn't sit right with me, human cats.
It's upsetting.
Human figures, cats, people.
I mean, what I really appreciate about what has happened with the new version of Cats coming out is that we have now managed to somehow musically traumatize an entirely new generation of youth with the Cats musical because it was bad when I saw it.
I definitely am sleeping and not staying awake until like 6 o'clock in the morning thinking about a crazy cat movie.
Yeah.
Definitely not doing that.
You know, I had very sweet dreams last night about Whole Lotta Red. So that's besides the point.
I definitely didn't re-look at the cat trailer to realize what it was about again, and then have nightmares over again. No, I didn't do that.
I didn't even try.
Worst
you know?
Idea of my life.
I definitely didn't see the trailer and cry for a half an hour.
that too.
I don't
recall doing
that. I don't remember.
I mean, but did any of you actually figure out what the movie is about?
No.
No, because it traumatized
me by
the first 10 seconds.
I figured out it was like about a cat, like this one lady, and like killed walking to like different people.
Yeah, she's trying to be famous or something.
And then it was a musical. That's all I learned.
Oh no!
Like that tells me nothing.
Like all I learned, it was a musical. There was a main protagonist person, and she was a cat. Okay. And it was a female.
I thought that she was an entertainer, to be honest.
I didn't know.
I was like, oh no, we are not watching this. Nah. My chorus teacher was like, we're just gonna watch it for fun, and I was like, no, we're not.
Just no.
If a teacher ever made me watch that, I would.
I'd cry. I was gonna cry.
I would feel like you were trying to scar me for life.
I mean, in terms of how things are going with how teachers are teaching you now, how's that going?
Oh god,
it's.
I feel like it's worse, but yeah.
it's
not the same as being in a classroom. And I feel like the teachers are like they have zero patience now. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, so you're breathing? Have fun breathing off my call. Goodbye.
Yeah.
What happens on the call? Like, are the calls regular? Or is it kind of random which classes are happening? I mean, like how much school are you in right now?
Not very much.
Not a lot.
Maybe get a call every two weeks.
Yeah,
at
like
if I
get bored, like I'll go on like some sort of like college group chat and just like play around with certain like kids, teachers, and whatnot. And they'll just be like, "Why are you here, sir?" I'm just like, you know, I just want to learn. And then they'll be like, "You know what? I respect a young man liking to learn. You can stay." I'm like, oh, okay then. I'm just like, and I just like stay in there.
They don't take you out immediately, but like leave my call. Like,
They just let you.
Yeah,
die.
Like they'll
honestly,
they'll let you explain, and then like they'll be like, "Yeah, I don't think you have reason here. I'm just gonna like, you know."
Just boop. Like some of the teachers in our school, they're just like losing it, man. They're like, "I don't care what you're doing, but you're not gonna be doing that." Right now, they really have no way to say they can't really use the whole "my classroom, my rules" because we're at home,
so everything doesn't apply the same.
They'll be like, "So you want me to call your mom?" And I'd be like, "You want me to call my mom? She's right here."
Huh? I'd be like, "We can go get my mom. She's
like,
gonna be mad. She's asleep.
My mom is asleep. She's got work. You want me to call my mom? Okay, call your mom, and we'll have a mom face off."
So, wait, can I ask y'all then, do you feel like you have more power right now in terms of being able to direct your own learning and not get punished for things, or less power, right? More or less?
It's more of an in-between because they're still, like, at the end of the day, they're still grading our work, and if you're not doing any work, then you're not going to get much of a grade. And it's been really stressful because they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry that you're in quarantine. I feel really bad, but hey, here's 3 packets of work due on Google Classroom. Here's a test you have to complete in the next 10 minutes." You know, like they...
Oh, and don't worry. Just, you know, a little bit of work that we never taught you, you know, just...
Yeah, there's things that they're putting out there that they never taught us, but we have to do. And so they're just like, "Okay, have fun. Figure it out." And you're just like, "Oh, okay. I see what's
up." I mean, learning's in your court now a little bit. Like, is anything still, like, interesting? Are you, like, is there classes you miss? Is there other ways you're, like, learning about the world that's, like, oh, this is cool? I'm glad
I miss interacting with people.
Yeah,
I miss school.
I never thought I'd say this, but I miss
society. Yeah, I never thought I would say that. Like, before, now, like, in a classroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm usually, like, at home, I'm not very productive. I've always had this mindset where, like, in school is, like, where I get everything done. Like, I'll get everything done before I get home. And then when I get home, I'll do absolutely nothing. So now I have to remind myself, you have to do the work, Aisha. Get up.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you expect a place where I eat, sleep, and repeat it all in one day? And to add work in that, like, come on now,
We're at home. We have a bunch of distractions. Everything is a distraction now with me. It's like, I'd be like, "Oh, the wind's blowing outside my window. Oh, that's
cool." Yeah, like, "Oh, hey, it's pretty sunny outside. I wish I could go outside."
And then I want to go outside. Mm-hmm. Then I start thinking about why. I make excuses that I don't even need because no one's checking me on this.
Like, the thing is, you can be like, "Teach, could I go to the bathroom?"
And then telling
you to the bathroom, you went to the store.
You're just like pretending to be able to do things in the house.
Screen of your ceiling.
Okay, but I mean, that kind of gets us into some other stuff that we were talking about, right? It's in your corner. What are you doing to keep yourselves occupied? Like, Shamani, I know you said you're watching a new thing on Netflix. Yeah. DJ, AJ, you're reading some new books. Like, yeah. Y'all want to drop into some of those?
Sure. I've been, like, obviously I do dance. I haven't really talked much about that, but that's another topic for another time. So I do dance. Like, I've been learning new dances, reading books, just trying to keep busy. And I have a countdown that usually helps, so.
A countdown?
Yeah, it's like, okay, so say, like, I'm having a bad day. I'm like, okay, there's 4 hours and 25 minutes and 3 days until I get to go back to school because they keep moving the deadline back. So, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really hear about the deadline like that. Like, I heard it, like, it got pushed back, but I don't know.
It got pushed back to the end of the month. It was supposed to be April 15th.
Yeah, right? And then it got pushed back again?
Well, it was supposed to be April 10th at first. Now, then it was April 15th, and now it's pushed back to the end of the month.
Do y'all think you'll go back this year?
Yeah.
No. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I truthfully feel like we're going to graduate over the computer.
Yeah.
I think they'll just go off what they have, like what information is given to them online, like what work you've already turned in for like that last quarter. I think that's going to be your final grade, and you'll have to take like an online final.
This point, they're just going to pass everybody. They're saying like nobody's going to fail because it's not their fault.
Yeah, and I don't think it would be fair to like fail the kids who didn't like do their work. It's hard to like turn your home space into like a working environment at the same time.
And not a lot of people have access to the internet.
Yeah, so it's different.
So it's hard.
So it's like a bunch of work just sitting there in your face and you don't want to do it. You're pushing it off. You're delaying it and it's piling up and then, you know.
Or just don't have the capacity, like tools to be able to do that in a timely fashion.
Me personally, like at my home, like I don't have the capability to get to internet.
Mm-hmm.
So and stuff. So like it's kind of like stressful because then I came here and I'm looking on a Chromebook and I'm like, oh my god, what do I do? Like I have all this work. Where do I start? Like,
it's a lot.
And if you need help, it's not like you can. It's not like you're sitting down with your teacher after school. Like, listen, this is bothering me. I really need help. All that. Like, I am horrible at math.
See, and then they say like, oh, just send us an email, shoot us a text on our actual phone numbers, and then they give you their actual phone number, which I hope they change afterwards.
But then they don't answer.
Because it's like super weird to have to have like,
yeah, like your teacher's name. Oh, I have my teacher's phone number in my phone. Oh,
and then you're like, yeah. Listen, bro, I can call my math teacher right now. They're like, bro, you won't do it, bro. I'm like, dial.
I mean, it's changing the way people are experiencing relationships and like dissolving how you see into people's homes and lives and like
I will say this, like it helped the bigger picture because like thinking of things like I wouldn't appreciate it, like going to school, waking up, going on the bus, seeing my friends.
Yeah.
I appreciate that a lot more now because,
it helps you appreciate the little things.
Not being around a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you appreciate the little things, like, say, going to lunch with your friends, like, some that for you, which is like, okay, we do it, yeah, but you're used to it. It's fun.
Yeah, it's just like some things, like, my entire schedule has been, like, thrown off from my sleep schedule down to my checking my email. Then I have to like work on like writing a song, getting myself like a song ready so I can record it and then get it out by Saturday and have it saved and put it in the vault for the new album that I'm gonna drop hopefully soon. And then just like see that plug, that was an easy plug.
Yes.
It's kind of like
it does make a lot of good content because I've seen a lot of memes about it. Like, when I come out of quarantine, I'm going to be buff. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like,
right? Yeah, like a lot of people are just like internal.
Like,
everybody's saying that this is going to be like the quarantine glow up challenge.
Yeah, like everybody has like freaking
goals.
Yeah, everybody has goals and they have like, it seems like everybody's like found that one coping mechanism, whether it's their like their significant other. Or it's just like the weight room. Like, they're hitting the weight room. They're going to, like, come out all jacked and stuff.
Right.
And then everybody's going to be like, bro, what happened to you?
Like, what happened to you, bro? I swear, I just seen you, like, last week on, like, FaceTime. Like, now you, like, buffed up. Like, you dead.
You'd be like, you'd be like, yeah, coronacation, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the coronavirus came, I had to step up.
Right, like coronation. I was like, I don't know. I mean, I got some. I hit the gym. I got some weights going.
Yeah, and then it's like, bro, what did you just say to me, bro?
I think I'm getting abs. You'd think like, coronation is giving me abs. I'm not even lying. Like I have like a, I have my second ab line. I'm very proud of it, by the way.
Like the other night, I lay down, and my dad's like, wait, are you slim or am I just like tripping? I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, no, like, yeah, I think more muscle to you.
I'm like, nah, I think you're tripping. And then I go in the mirror, and then like I see like a whole new muscle that wasn't there, and I'm like,
oh my goodness, he wasn't tripping.
I'm like, right. Bro, I have a whole new muscle, bro. I'm gonna flex that one muscle for the entire year, bro.
Right.
Like every single IG picture you see of me, that one muscle. It's
like, shout out to Corona, I got buff. Yes. Thank you.
Be like, bro,
if not anything else, I got abs.
Bro, just be like, bro, I didn't get Corona, bro, but I got abs, bro. So what's up?
So what's good?
So what is
they gonna bounce off? Good.
So that kind of reminds me, and we totally don't have to play it because it's kind of a terrible song, but Drake did, I don't know if y'all saw the video for Toosie Slide.
We're not playing Toosie Slide.
That people have been doing it wrong.
For real.
That's like Michael J.
Yeah.
People have been doing it wrong, I heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard that it's supposed to be the moonwalk.
It doesn't even come close to looking like
that. I heard it's like get it right foot up, left foot up. People have been like sliding back. Yeah. Like
instead of sideways?
Yeah.
But this is also, as told you, what has come out of this quarantine is like
people are bored and they're doing stupid memes. Stuff.
Drake did a whole dance song that's terrible.
Least Uzi had time to drop EA.
And
so
like, we're all in the inside. Like,
but bro, I mean, I got blessed. I got blessed. Two Uzi albums, bro. That's all I could have ever wanted. Okay, Corona.
Fair enough.
Bro, Corona.
I got blessed too, cause like
Corona bring out EA, bro.
I was so happy. I was with my friend, and we had a sleepover. And ever since, like, the Corona thing, and I was extremely happy. But the same thing that made me more happy is that Corey Kenshin came back.
Yes. Corey Kenshin came back, and it was the highlight of everyone's life.
Less than 24 hours, it was number one.
Tripping. I really did.
I was like, bro, it was like,
I thought I was dreaming. I thought I was dreaming.
He goes, yeah. So it's been a while.
I was like, it's been a while? Corey, you've been dead.
Corey, it's been
9 months, bro.
Corey, you've been gone.
Who's Corey Kenshin? Who's
YouTuber?
He's
a great YouTuber.
What do you mean? When you say YouTuber, like music, video gaming, just talking at you?
Like, he doesn't do anything, like, strictly. Like, he does a whole bunch of stuff, like reactions, video games, things like that.
Mostly
Corey. He makes his own videos. Okay. He reviews games. He's just Corey. Corey does everything.
Corey is Corey, like.
Yeah.
There's really no describing it.
There's really no describing it. And I also, you know.
The only thing I can say, like, is, like, he's a true, wholesome YouTuber.
Yeah.
First.
Like, if you're having a bad day, you go home and watch some Corey, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, bro.
It was hurting me so much. Like, I couldn't go home. Like, if I went home, I'd always be watching an old Corey Kenshin video. I'm like,
right. Yeah, bro.
I already watched this, like, 15
times. I'm like, Corey, you play a clip for us. Get us a
list. So long. You could quote the old videos by now, like, how much I've watched them.
Yeah, right? Like,
been there. Like, I'm used to being like, Wednesday. Corey posted.
I'd be like, it's Sunday. Spooky Scary Sunday.
Spooky
go.
Scary
like,
Sunday. Yes. Corey.
So before we just like, you know, we go off into the news update, I just want to like, I'm just going to like give you guys this like this quick song break, you know. So.
Oh, God.
And so we've got My Song by Lil Fomposite.
Play it all the way through. Don't cut us off. All right,
I won't cut myself off this time. All
sweet,
right.
sweet.
So I'm going to see you guys after the news break. And, yeah.
All right, we're going on mute. Catch you on the other side.
Yep.
Diamond Frosty, look like Elliot. Yo, what the neck? Check. High top, low top, check.
6G4
Diamonds frosty, look like Elliot. I don't want the bitch, I want the neck. I shoot 30s, hit him, that's a check. I got bitch rolling up the tech. I just flip my wrist out, new Patek. Verified in life, look at my check. High top, low top, check. Looking down on niggas, that's a flex. Call me legends, that's Apex. High top, low top, check. High top, low top, check. High top, low top, check. Say I'm ugly, but see, really, I don't give a fuck. I just been worried about my bag, and I've been getting up, stacking up, packing up, all my money, racking up, all these niggas backing up, all my niggas acting up, all this money adding up, all this down, wrapping up, all these niggas cap too much. I'm out here high top, low top, balling, niggas they ain't catching up, on the phone they tapping up.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Phil Grant. Abby Huber is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County Department of Social Service Commissioner Bob Gibson said last week the county's homeless population has risen during the COVID-19 crisis. Gibson said, and I quote, "We've taken on 25 additional homeless since the start of the crisis. Many are the silent homeless, who we don't usually see. They may have been sleeping at a family member's home, but now are unable to do so owing to social distancing guidelines. The street is nowhere for them at any point, and particularly not now," end quote. Greene County Social Service Commissioner Kira Prosperzell said the state sought permission from the federal government to make some needed changes to the DSS recertification process to respond to the ongoing emergency. Prosperzell said she has not seen a rise in the number of unsheltered people in Greene County due to the pandemic, but there has been an increase in applications for Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program benefits and Medicaid. You can read this full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ryan Tallinelli is reporting for the New York Law Journal. The state's court system has announced it will lessen some of its pandemic-related restrictions, saying it will take steps to open the courts for pending non-essential cases beginning April 13th. Chief Administrative Judge Lawrence Marks made the announcement April 7th to trial court judges and justices. The state court system shut down all non-essential services in March to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Mark's announcement says the ban on filing new non-essential matters will continue, but the system will move to open up remote access for pending non-essential cases. Marks wrote, and I quote, "This means that judges should review their case inventories to identify cases in which court conferences can be helpful in advancing the progress of the case, including achieving a resolution of a case," end quote. Conferences must be held remotely, either by phone or via Skype. The memorandum applies to both criminal and civil cases, but there will not be any new jury trials held for the indefinite future. And you can read the full story at law.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Flavored vapor products will be banned statewide beginning May 18th. The delivery of online sales to private homes is also prohibited. Selling tobacco products in pharmacies will now be prohibited effective July 1st. Karen DePeister from Tobacco Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties said, and I quote, "This year's priority was getting the ban on flavored e-cigarettes because we know that those flavors attract young people to vaping and open the pathway to nicotine addiction without them even realizing it," end quote. Claire Party, executive director of the Healthcare Consortium of Columbia and Greene Counties, said the policy changes will, and I quote, "significantly improve overall health," end quote, in both counties. Other tobacco policy changes enacted as part of the state's 2021 budget include restricting the use of discounts for tobacco products, increasing oversight of vapor products throughout the distribution chain, prohibiting the display of tobacco products and their advertising near schools, and increasing retailer penalties for tobacco sales violations. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Joel Gerstein is reporting for Politico.com. Federal prison officials appear confused about how to step up early releases of the incarcerated to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Family members of those currently locked up say there is uncertainty about whether those being considered for release must be held in quarantine for 14 days before being sent home in an effort to keep the infection from being transmitted to the community at large. However, in some instances, the incarcerated are being quarantined near those who are isolated because they are suspected of having the virus. So far, 283 infections and 8 deaths have been reported in federal prisons nationwide, but representatives of the Guards Union and advocates for the incarcerated say the numbers are actually higher. A Bureau of Prisons spokesperson did not address specifics about the steps to segregate the symptomatic or exposed from those people set for release, but said facilities are following standards set by the Centers for Disease Control. As of April 9th, the Bureau of Prisons has moved 789 individuals to home confinement since Attorney General William Barr first publicly called to increase those moves on March 26, according to statistics from the agency. That number has risen by more than 200 this week. And you can read the full story at Politico.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I am Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse.
Welcome back. That be cool at the clubhouse. Skill Youth Clubhouse.
Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse.
We are here with again DJ Popcorn.
Get on the video with the clubhouse.
And
your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse.
DJ Phoebs
and DJ Kansu. We got Shamani over here. Is he back in?
Shaw? Yeah? Can you unmute your mic? Yep, okay, we're here.
word.
Right, so.
Yo.
As we called him, he came back, so that was nice.
That was pretty nice.
It's pretty nice that we can call on you when we needed you, bro. That was very reassuring.
Okay, I got a question.
Ooh, I like questions.
Are y'all ready?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is it just me, or has everyone been, like, discovering things in this quarantine that they didn't know?
Yeah.
Like, you'll be like,
you're like, talent?
I never knew I had that hair right there. Like, you know, like, things like that.
Oh, like, deep personal discovery.
That kind of discovery.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Like, things you didn't know about the world and, like, things you didn't know about yourself. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, did I really have that hair on my arm this entire time? When did I get that scratch? How did I get that?
When did that second ab come in?
Right, yeah, right.
When did that second ab come in? Because I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
You don't know until you know. Until you're stuck with yourself.
Like, the other day, I went to go, like, usually I just do, like, a water bottle flip. And then, like, I see a glass cup, and I'm like, Bubba, don't do it. Bubba, don't do it.
Does it okay.
Then just straight into the sink, and I flip it. It lands, but hits a bowl, right? Thought it was going to crack, right? No crack. just like a very big scratch, just like straight across it.
And then my dad wakes up and he's like, "Yo, Bubba, why?"
He's like, "Did you?"
Yeah, like why?
He's like, "Bro, why? Did you?" He's like, "Bro, did you just break my cup?" I'm like,
"No,
I flipped."
This was an important self-discovery time during this terrible pandemic.
Bro, like me knowing myself, right? That I have the hairstyle as in, you know, waves, and I never noticed that, like, I had a small, like, little one, like, just at the top of my hair the other day. And so once I finally noticed it, like, I started, like, flicking it. And it's just been, like my world. And I don't know why.
I'm dead.
I have reorganized my entire book bag. That's how bad it is.
I swear I've been getting taller.
Mine's just empty.
Mine's empty now, too.
So, wait, I want to round back to something that we kind of touched on in the beginning segment, but didn't really flesh out. You're talking about new self-discovery and, like, other discoveries. Shamani, you were watching a new Netflix show? It was called, what was it called, All American?
Yeah.
Right. I know we have a clip about that, but Shamani, if you want to tell us a little bit about that and how that's relating to you, like why you're into it, how it's helping you in this time.
It's about a kid named Spencer James, and he plays football, and his dad left him, and he's a black, and he has a single mom and a brother. So I relate to that because my mom is also a single mom, and he doesn't really have a father figure, and I could kind of relate to that. So he took his anger out and everything on football and everything else. And he has a best friend named Coop. And it's just a very emotional show. Like,
that was a good description. Like, that description make like right there makes me want to go watch it and then like have Tiger King in a separate tab. Like, I heard
everyone's
that movie was like
Tiger
I heard
King
that now. That like that show was just like super crazy.
It is super crazy. It's super crazy.
And like, I think the most fascinating part about it is the tigers. Honestly,
yeah, just, everybody's here for the tigers, but
I'm only there for the tigers. Honestly,
have we
I
really
tigers,
rounded
now,
back
click.
To cats again?
I'm
back
sorry.
To cats.
I don't know. Yeah. We can't get away from cats.
You're the only two people I know that could track that back to cats.
Yeah, bro. Like, I didn't expect myself to like bring it back to cats. But I also like turtles. I like all Franklin right, the all
right,
turtle.
Let's talk about something else.
I was talking about football. And went
we
to cats.
Cats.
Talking about
yeah.
Cats and Franklin the turtle.
I know. But just real quick, if we can. I don't even know how to get back to football after back
okay.
to the type
okay.
thing about that.
Touchdown, pass, throw. Okay, I threw the ball the shot. He run with it.
No, but what I'm interested in is, you know, you're going out. Isha talked about dance, or DJ it just talked about dance. Shamani, you've talked about sports. Yeah. Lil Foam Posit, Popcorn, you've talked about your music. Like, how are y'all able to keep those things more present, or are you able to, like, Shamani, it's hitting your anger, right? Like, DJ AJ, you know, dance makes you happy, right? Music is a space for DJ Popcorn to express yourself, right? Are you all still finding ways to be able to process, like, how you're feeling about things?
Yeah, I've been throwing.
Throwing?
Yeah.
Okay. And riding bikes and stuff like that, too. Yeah. Like, that'll... Okay. And
so
then...
DJ AJ.
Yeah.
She's got dance.
Yeah.
Like...
And more books, I know.
Yeah,
you talked about Wattpad.
Yeah, I love Wattpad.
Is a place that you liked checking out.
Yeah. I mean, AO3 is better, but I do go on Wattpad because I have nothing better to do with my life. I'm pretty sure I've read the entire site by now.
But can you tell us a little bit? I think DJ Shamani was asking, what is Wattpad and AO3? Like, if we're finding other ways, like other places to find, you know, stories, sports.
Yeah, like, so Wattpad is a place where people can write books and other people can read them, or you can write your own books. I made the mistake of writing one when I was in like third grade. Anywho,
I'm gonna have to find that.
No. You don't even know. I have multiple Wattpad accounts because I can never remember my password. So good luck.
So did you write a story recently?
I usually do write, but I never post it. I help my friend write books. My best friends actually do write on there quite a lot.
Have you thought of, I don't know, joining them, like writing your own?
I have written a couple of books with them, yes.
Good, that's good.
What would it take for you to feel confident enough to put your writing on something like that?
I don't know,
them.
Bro.
Just them.
You should have.
I love my friends and I love writing and stuff like that, but I don't think I could ever do it because, like, by myself again, because it's an experience to do that, bro. You gotta really be in it.
Yeah.
So?
Same, yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I can't write unless, like, I'm, like, deep.
Yeah, I gotta be in my head.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, because I know you can write.
Yeah.
I don't.
I can't write unless, like, I'm deep in the rabbit hole, like, right, of emotions. Yeah,
I usually, like, when my friend Athena, she always writes. Her and Felix always write all the time. And they're like, oh my god, I don't know what to do with this chapter. So I'm like, okay, so tell me what you've got so far, and we'll go from there, and I'll help them, like, things like that. And we work off each other. And we're always good about that, though. Like, everyone says that we share one brain cell.
You do.
At this point, so.
That's fire.
Nah, it is kind of crazy. They move in, like, crazy synchronization. If you've ever seen them here.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
No, it sounds awesome, but it's creepy, man.
It's not.
I've seen it firsthand. Like, I can, like, walk in the hallway in school. Just walking in the hallway in school, and I'll see them. I'll be like, oh, hi, guys. They'll be like, hi, Bubba. Like, all in, like, just
straight. Oh, that was like,
and creepy, like they in sync.
Like, yeah. Straight. Like not one word was off.
Like, one time we were all walking.
He be shook.
Like, we walk in a straight line, like shoulder to shoulder. We walk in a line.
Like, they have a whole lineup just, like, planned out.
Like, we all have to walk a certain way.
Exactly.
In a line, shoulder to shoulder. And Athena's always in the middle. And Felix is always on, like, the left side of her. And I'm always on the right. And Emily's on the next to me.
And if I'm there, like, I just walk in the back.
And Bubba walks behind.
Oh, no.
You want to hear something crazier, Shahi? Are you ready? So one time, we're walking in the hallway, you know, got the formation going, just chilling. We all bend down to tie the same shoe on the same foot at the same
time. That's not real life.
I'm like.
And everybody was struggling.
I don't think I could talk to you. Where's me?
So, next. Okay, so. For me, what was the question you asked me, Kingston?
So it's like, are you still finding ways to be able to continue finding, like, outlets for? And I know you're still doing your music, so it's a little bit more of a closed circuit. But like, some of your collaborators that you worked with are, like, not as present anymore.
Right.
So, like, how are you finding ways to work through that? And, like, still feel like you want to make music, right?
So, like, found a way to do it. Like, so, like, me and, like, the people that I collaborate with and artists all over, like, I talk to, like, people from, like, Vermont, Italy, things like that. And, like, just, like, finding, like, new people to, like, collaborate with. And just, like, having that, like, you know, that outlet of being able to, like, add new languages to my music and things like that. And, like, show, like, the different aspects of how, like, the virus is impacting everybody. And so, like, we have the studio here in which I utilize myself and, like, record my music. Mm-hmm. And then everybody, like, from, like, the other places have, like, their separate set of, like, things like that. And, like, some people that, like, I collaborate with have their own studios.
Right.
So what we do is, like, we like, send music to each other, like, back and forth. Like, they send me, like, their verse for a song that they want me to hop on. And then, like, they'll send me the beat to go with it and when to start it from, things like that. And so, mm-hmm. like, once it's all done, like, we have people who mix it for us and things like that. And then we have to, like, get, like, music video out there, like, potentially if there's, like, nothing I can post possibly, like, I'll just sit down and, like, try to, like, make out, like, an album cover, like, work on, like, future projects and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What happened on Instagram when you changed your profile?
And Instagram is, like, now a huge plug for me. Sponsored by, thanks to DJ AJ.
Getting sponsors now?
She kind of, like, yeah, sort of.
I kind of, like, put him on.
She put me on. So she, like, I changed my profile. She told me to change my profile to a business email and label myself as a musician. I don't like to label myself as rapper, musician, things like that. Like, I'm an artist.
And now he got crazy followers and things like that because
Instagram, it's not really, like, for me, like, seeing it
like that.
It's kind of crazy because they don't have the option for artists. It's only, like, musician / band. Like, music is what I do, but I'm an artist. I don't like to label myself as, oh, I'm a rapper and stick to one genre. Like, I like to be out there and, like, you know, like, explore different kind of things.
It does help because it shows you, like, okay, so you've had this many profile visits this week.
Yeah.
This many people is following you in this amount of time.
Oh, yeah. It gives you metrics.
Yeah, it does. It shows your stats, which I'm on. I can go to it right now, which is beautiful. I just have it on cue. Just like, just any chance, you know, but just like out of nowhere. And it's just like, you know, it hits different.
How many followers have you gained since I put you on?
About like 15-ish.
Am I hearing you got a new manager? Is that what's happening?
I wouldn't call it a manager. No, I wouldn't call it a manager.
That's tough. I mean, that's leveling up a little bit.
It is, right? Yeah.
That's
collaboration right there, too, it right? Is. It's
like we replaced it, I would say.
I mean, I do sing, but I've been taking a break from singing because I just, like, I guess I'm not saying that I lost a passion for it. I'm obviously still in chorus and stuff. It's just like.
It's not as fun.
It's different.
Doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, it's like a. I've, like, hit a wall.
Yeah.
It's, like,
For me, too, because, like, sometimes, like, I'll, like, okay, today we're going to write, and Lil Phone Pod's going to drop another banger. But what are we writing? That's the thing. And once I have to find out what I'm writing, I have to, like, you know, then I have to, like, see if I'm going to, like, do a collab with anybody. Am I going to sit in on a conference call real quick just to see how, like, how other people are doing? Am I going to go into, like, a whole nother aspect of this thing, you know? And it's kind of crazy, so it's just...
Well, I mean, all three of you have been part of our tracks program, which isn't the show right now, but, I mean, Shamani, Lil Phone Posit, y'all have collaborated on things, and DJA, I know you've done some things on... So, like, that's always... I mean, y'all three right here have a connection, too, to be able to start doing that collab that you're talking about.
Me and Sean Money had something in the works, still is in the works, though.
Truly, I've been trying to get back into it. I just haven't found the, like, right way. Yeah. I haven't had any connections.
I usually do sing covers, but my brother recently, this was supposed to be a surprise, but I'll tell you guys anyway. My brother has convinced me to feature on a rap song, rapping.
Hey!
It was supposed to be a surprise. Okay. I was supposed to drop it out of nowhere, but you know.
The collaboration runs deep, y'all. Need each other.
What did you bribe her with?
I don't know, like, he just wouldn't stop. Like, we'd be on the, like, back when we were still in school, I'd be on the bus, he'd be like, so feature? So right now? He's like, we
so
can
you've
write
been bribed
song.
With the retention of your sanity.
Yeah.
Because I know there was no reason.
And so
you
me disturbing her.
Something bothered you. Are you getting bribed?
It bothered me to no end. So right and so I was like, okay, fine.
There was no way I'm doing it for you.
So right now, I'm looking at a pair of slides made out of
toothpaste and toothbrush.
Yeah, this is. God. Oh, then there's a there. Then there's an egg carton one, and then there's a sushi holder with chopsticks on the slide, and then there's like a.
Are you looking at on Insta?
Then there's a camera one. Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
Like slides made out of different.
And there's a lunchbox, and then there's wipes, and then there's Oreos, and there's oranges.
Like the cuties. Oh my god.
Supreme Oreos.
Yeah. Oh, how do you feel about those, by the way? I really want to try one.
That was a switch.
I like the way they look.
Like, the Supreme Oreos are fire. I just, like, look forward to eating the center. Not really so much the cookie. Like, if I ever, like, order them offline, I will forever keep the packaging. Just eat the cookies. The cookies will be, like, if my dad tries to throw out the packaging, like, it will be, like, the last day I speak to him.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I really just need...
Everybody's going to be like, bro, you own designer? I'd be like, yeah, bro, I own designer cookies, bro.
Huh? Or frame your wrapper.
Designer.
Yo, it has been a really great time hanging out with all of you. Thank you, DJ Shamani. Thank you, DJ A, DJ Popcorn, DJ Phoebs.
Right.
I know we're starting to come to the end of our time here.
Yeah.
I want to ask everybody this, though. All right?
Uh-huh.
So, everyone has been on social media, obviously, with this new quarantine because no one has anything to do.
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about TikTok?
The TikTok memes are prime right now.
I've been getting into TikTok. I made a couple of my own TikTok videos. If I'm that bored, like...
I'm usually just like,
I know, I tried so hard, but
you can't. I got caught up. Like, it's like hypnotizing. Like, once you start, you're like, oh, I'm just gonna watch two videos and then I'm gonna do something else. But like, once you're in there and you're scrolling for hours. You're just going through them.
And now it just seems like
that's how Facebook and Twitter started, right? Anything you can scroll through.
And right now, it just,
it's pretty lit. I like scrolling.
And right now, it just seems like the fact that there's older generations and generations just like coming up now and seeing what we're doing, and then they're like, you know what?
I want in on this.
Like, and then they just tag themselves in, and then it's just a whole bunch of memes.
There's
bro.
People that shouldn't be on TikTok, but they're on TikTok. And they're like, aren't you?
What do you mean by that?
They're like people. There's like people in the retirement homes on TikTok.
Oh yeah, I see.
Well, I gotta be interested about it,
right?
But that's besides the point.
I mean, it's they're bored too, right? Like,
shouldn't you be spending time with, I don't know, your grandkids?
No, because they are gonna get COVID. Because you're in lockdown in a nursing home.
Grandkids. They have phones. It's 2020.
But then they're on. But then they're on TikTok because their grandkids teach them how to use TikTok. So now you're still in the same trend.
You have a phone, and your grandchild has taught you how to make TikToks.
Uh-huh.
What are you truly doing with your life? Like, what have you accomplished?
It's crazy.
Like,
it really is.
What are you on the phone call with your grandkid? Like, it's quarantine. Like, make all those memories count. You feel me? Like, come on. Now.
That's counting on the idea that the grandkids want to talk to them.
Right.
Also.
Like you said earlier, it's quarantine. A lot of people are bored, so like,
yo, guys.
It's getting worse. It's I think we need to have a show about ageism, maybe.
Guys, we do have to.
So we gotta close out. So we're now coming to the end of our time. Thank you so much for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, when this is over, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. Next week on Clubhouse Radio, we're going to do another one besides, everything but Corona. So
and can I just chime in quick? If anybody has any ideas or does want to get involved, you can email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That's ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
Right. It was great talking to you guys.
Much excellence.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was fun. Yo, good to have you on, Shamani.
Yup, and DJ
right now,
A.
We're gonna close out.
Hopefully see you all next
Thanks
week.
Thanks for holding
right?
it down as always, DJ Popcorn. We'll catch you all on the other side.
So we're gonna close out with That Way by Lil Uzi Vert. I hope you guys enjoy for this 1 minute. Bye, guys.
Bang.